lift tickets, once proudly zip-tied, onto ski jackets everywhere, now have gone the way of the cassette. Why? Because of Epic Day Pass. It gives you the flexibility to build your own pass, all while paying up to 65% less compared to lift tickets. Just choose 1 to 7 days to ski or ride throughout the season, and select your resort access. Vail, Breckenridge, Park City, and so many more. It's that easy. Yep, lift tickets had a good run. But so did fax machines. It's time for Epic Day Pass.
It's Dr. Nikki, the board-certified family nurse practitioner, back in the house. I hope you're all well and you're staying safe. In today's episode, I will be talking about stress. Yes, it's a topic that is very dear to me. Stress. How to relieve stress. Different things that you could do to relieve stress. All right? So, you would admit that we all have had some form of stress at some point in our lives, and it's important to know how to manage our stress levels. All right, so we're going to talk about stress today, and I hope that you will be able to share the episode with friends and family and also learn a thing or two from the episode. So let's just get started. So stress, yes. So stress is very common, all right? And we all have some type of daily stress in our lives. You know, stress and anxiety, they tend to go together. When you're stressed, you get anxious. And some people, when they're stressed, they go into depression. So we know the stress can contribute to mental health problems such as anxiety and depression, and that's why it's important for us to talk about stress. All right, and we know that millions of people in the world, in the United States, all over the world, face some sort of stress in their lives. So you face stress at work, family issues, you face stress every day, your health, finances, different obligations, everyday stress, you know, you just have stress. And it's important to know when to say, okay, you know what? I need to take care of myself. I need to manage my stress levels. All right. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So we're talking about the different ways that you can relieve your stress, and I'll just go randomly and I'll talk about healthy diet. Yes, you'll be shocked. Your diet plays a very important role in how your stress is regulated. So having a very good diet, a healthy diet, can help you a lot. All right, your diet affects different parts of your body. Your diet affects your health, including your mental health. People that tend to eat a lot, maybe going through anxiety or depression, okay, and vice versa. Some people, when they're depressed, they don't eat. Some people, when they're depressed or anxious, like, food is their comfort, you know, measure. All right, so studies have shown that people who follow a diet high in processed foods and added sugar are more likely to have higher levels of stress. All right, so we know that stress can cause a lot of problems. So, you know, you may tend to overeat when you're stressed, as I mentioned before. And so when you overeat, you don't really care about the type of food you eat. You just want to eat. So you might be eating some very bad foods that are not good for your health, things that normally you wouldn't eat when you're not stressed. So you see a lot of people eating junk food, highly processed foods, and things of that nature. All right, so please, when you're stressed, try to minimize your intake of highly processed foods, beverages, you know, and eat more of things that would nourish your body, such as, you know, fish, such as seeds, different types of nuts, you know, vegetables, fruits, beans, you know, things of of that nature. All right. So it helps you to better nourish your body. Okay. All right. And then so we talked about diet, and we're going to talk about something that a lot of people are guilty of. All right. Which is self-care, lack of self-care. Self-care is very important. When you are stressed, you can actually benefit a lot from self-care. A lot of people do not, you know, have time for self-care. And so, you know, as I said, daily stress, you know, stress of family, stress of taking care of other people, stress of your work, stress of everything, like, you know, weigh you down, but then you don't have time to decompress and to take care of yourself. So self-care is very important. We need you to focus on yourself. All right. There's a quote that says self-care is not selfish. Yes, it is not selfish. So please practice self-care regularly. Set time aside for yourself.
Lift tickets, once proudly zip ties, onto ski jackets everywhere. Now I've gone the way of the cassette. Why? Because of Epic Day Pass. It gives you the flexibility to build your own pass, all while paying up to 65% less compared to lift tickets. Just choose 1 to 7 days to ski or ride throughout the season, then select your resort access. Vail, Breckenridge, Park City, and so many more. It's that easy. Yep, lift tickets had a good run. But so did fax machines. It's time for Epic Day Pass.
En USPS entregamos más paquetes para que tú también puedas hacerlo.
¡Llegaron mis zapatos de fútbol! Más rápido de lo que esperaba.
¿Entrega para la futura deportista?
¡Huepa! Llegó la sortija y le va a encantar. Está en ella.
¿Entrega para una futura esposa?
¡Oye! ¡Llegó mi nueva computadora!
¿Entrega para una futura startup? En USPS, sin importar el negocio que tengas, siempre estaremos entregando por ti. Entregamos para todos. Conoce más en usps.com/paratodos.
It will definitely help you to reduce your stress levels. So, examples of things that you could do for self-care include, you know, yoga, meditation, massage, you know, stretching, you know, practicing something that you love to do. Using a diffuser. I love using a diffuser. You know, essential oils. You know, I love using diffuser. You know, go for yoga. You know, massage, meditation. You know, just take a bath. Take a bath. Go outside, take a walk. You know, relax. Exercising. You know, reading. You know, meditating, listening to soft music, self-care. You can actually just go and get a really nice massage, you know, get, you know, facials done, you know, just relax, you know, just soak it in and practice self-care. All right, so there are different things that you could do. As I said, I love using a diffuser at home, you know, just relax. You know, I love listening to music. I meditate and things like that. You know, you can do anything you want for your self-care, but practice self-care. Make sure self-care is in your daily routine. Any type of self-care, even if it's a couple of minutes. You know, just make sure that you practice self-care regularly, okay? Even if it's to light a candle or light candles around your home and just sit in a very quiet environment and just relax and just listen to your inner being, all right? Self-care, very, very important, okay? And then we'll talk about supplements. Taking vitamins, you know, help a lot. Some people do not want to be bothered with vitamins and minerals and things like that, but it helps, you know. It can help to regulate your mood and your stress response, your body's stress response. So, you know, different types of vitamins are out there. Just make sure that you're taking the right ones. We have several vitamins and minerals. Make sure that you're, taking some minerals and vitamins that play important, like that will play an important role in your body's stress response. Okay, all right. So we know that People talk about magnesium. Yeah, very, very good. Apart from the fact that magnesium helps you with muscle cramps, which is what I typically will tell patients to, like, just over-the-counter stuff. You know, they complain of muscle cramps, they complain of, you know, migraines, they complain of headaches, they complain of stress, you know. Magnesium is actually good. It has been shown to improve stress in chronically stressed people. All right, so you can take magnesium, you can take different types of other supplements such as vitamin B, you know, it can reduce stress levels as well. All right, and as you know, as I always say, not all medications, not all over-the-counter medications are suitable for everyone. Everyone is different. So what works for me might not work for you. Please consult with your healthcare provider or your health care team about different types of supplements that you are taking, if you are taking any, or that you want to be taking. All right. So do not say, oh, Dr. Nikki said I should go take magnesium, I'm going to go buy magnesium. No. Please follow up with your doctors, your clinician, your GP, whatever, your care team, to make sure that, you know, the supplements that you are currently taking or that you plan to take, they are okay for you and they are appropriate or safe for you. Okay? Consult, consult, consult. Even though you may think they're harmless, they're over-the-counter stuff, they're not prescriptions, yes, you still have to report all your supplements to your care provider. I always tell my patients that. I ask them, please let me know whatever prescription medications you're taking and over-the-counter. And when I say over-the-counter supplements, they do not even remember that they're taking fish oil, magnesium. They don't remember they're taking vitamin D. They don't remember that they're taking Creol or any type of vitamin. And then when I start mentioning their names, oh yeah, you know what, I take those. So let them know that you're taking those things, because they're really important for us to know, because we want to make sure that there is no contraindication with all the medications that you're taking, or any kind of drug interaction going on, or, you know, we just want to know and document it appropriately to make sure that, you know, we do follow you through well in terms of your health. All right, so supplements could be a benefit, could be beneficial to you rather, in relieving stress levels. All right, and then there are other things that you could do. Physical activity, exercise helps. I know you're stressed and I'm telling you to go and exercise. Yes, it does help, actually. Little things. I know a lot of us, you know, we do not have time to exercise. We do not have time to do any kind of big exercise. But if you incorporate exercise into your daily routine, you will see the difference. Okay, so stress levels will be lowered. All right, just try and exercise, even if it's walking or biking or swimming. Some people love water aerobics, you know, swimming, whatever you can do, just do it. All right, even if it's a few minutes every day, 15, you can start with 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then gradually increase the minutes, okay, till you're comfortable doing it. So exercise helps a lot. All right, so a lot of studies have shown that engaging in physical activity helps reduce stress levels and improve mood. I guess when you exercise, you feel relieved, you feel fresh, you feel energized, and it can elevate your mood. Okay, all right, so please remember to exercise. All right, and then we'll talk about something that we're all guilty of. Yes, we are all guilty.
Here's some music for your ears. With Blue Cash Preferred from American Express, you can earn $300 cash back in the form of a statement credit after spending $3,000 on purchases on your new card in your first 6 months of card membership. Also, enjoy the sweet harmony of earning a low intro APR and a buy now, pay later offer, so you can split up purchases of $100 or more into monthly installments with a fixed fee with Planet by American Express. Blue Cash Preferred from American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/bcp-terms. Terms apply.
Here's some more music for your ears. You can earn 40,000 membership rewards points with American Express Green after spending $2,000 on your card in your first 6 months of card membership. What's more, you can even split up purchases of $100 or more into equal monthly installments with a fixed fee, thanks to Planet. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-green. Offer available to new card members. Terms apply.
Guilty of this one. Yes, we are all guilty of using our phones and electronics when we're supposed to be sleeping. Yes, so we take our phones and electronics to bed and we think that we're gonna, you know, just while away time, but you should put the phone away. All right, you should put the phone away. Have a time that you'll be like, okay, I'm done with social media. I'm done with using my phone. Now I'm going to relax in bed and minimize your phone use, minimize your screen time, even if it's TV as well. Excessive use of your phone, excessive use of electronics, being on the screen can actually increase your stress levels. Yes, it can. All right, and then it can create more mental health problems for you. So try and minimize your phone use and your screen time, okay? Because that would help you to reduce your stress levels. All right, so we talked about supplements, we talked about self-care. All right, we talked about minimizing your phone use and electronic use, and also we talked about physical activity. Very important. We want you to stay healthy. We want you to help yourself, or help us and help yourself, all right? Because we want you to reduce your stress levels. We want you to live a functional life, a better life, and we want you to live long. All right, so a healthy diet would help you a lot. Minimizing your phone use and screen time would help a lot. Consider supplements if you've not been taking them, or consult with your healthcare provider first. Practice self-care, very important. And then we'll talk about caffeine intake. Yes, caffeine is actually can make it worse for a number of reasons. Okay, so taking too much caffeine can worsen your stress levels. Yes, it can. And it can also increase your anxiety levels as well. So I will tell you to please reduce your intake of caffeine. It's very important that you drink in moderation. You coffee in moderation, all right? Keep it low, because your stress levels, your anxiety levels might be increased if you take a lot of caffeine, because you're tensed, you know, you're hyper. It could increase your anxiety levels, increase your stress levels. And people, if you are sensitive to caffeine, you should be very watchful as well. All right, so please reduce your caffeine intake. All right, large amounts of caffeine may increase your stress and anxiety, but it varies from person to person. All right, so, and lastly, I want you to enjoy time with other people. All right, enjoy time with your friends and family. It helps to lower your stress levels. Just enjoy your life. You know, mix with friends and family. Go out, have fun, okay? Social support is very important for mental health. Social support from friends and family is very, very important for your mental health. It helps you cope with stressful times. It helps you cope with stress and anxiety. It helps you actually to cope with depression as well. All right, so enjoy time spent with friends and family. Okay, your social support system is very important to your overall mental health. All right, so I hope that this helps. I hope that you've learned a thing or two from this episode. Okay, and I hope that you will share this with friends and family. And I will see you in the next one. All right, take care of yourself and stay safe. Bye-bye.
What exactly are microplastics? They're small, man-made. They're less than 5 millimeters long, and they're around you every day. Microplastics are toxic. They cunningly seep into water, the air, and the things we eat. By contaminating our food chain, they make their way to you, through vegetables at the supermarket, and yes, through fruit too. They're literally everywhere. That's the problem at hand. Every cigarette butt you see on the ground contains 15,000 strands. Learn more at undo.org.